Hey, I just want to say, as we begin this grand adventure, you're welcome in advance.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano.
Let's be honest, the bar is not real high right,
right
now.
Hey, that's quite a voice you've got there. You ever think about doing radio?
It sounds really cool.
No, it's not cool.
Can you bring a picture up?
Are you kidding me?
All foreigners love Chicago teams.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness.
A lot of booze, parties, women showing you the goods for beads. It doesn't get any better than that.
Smooth. Very, very smooth stuff. Very classy. I'm learning a lot from you right now, dude.
When I heard about this, I wanted to come up with some kind of articulate and thoughtful and, you know, well-debated response. This is just stupid.
Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter at backseatzach or at backseatjack.
You are once again in the backseat. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano and Adam Tully. And it's March now. We've moved out of winter.
Well,
some crazy weather down south here.
And we've been doing this podcast now for how many months?
Well, since October.
Yeah. 5 months, I think.
So the months have numbers corresponding to them. They're always in the same order. So I think we can figure that out. October, November, December, 6 months. Almost.
Wow.
More like five. More
five,
like five.
Five,
yeah,
five.
Yeah, yeah. More like five.
We'll have to have a little 6 month anniversary party.
Yeah, and you know what happens in March? Some good basketball takes place. The playoff races in basketball and hockey and pro basketball and hockey heat up. And typically on the even numbered years when there's going to be a soccer tournament in the summer, some squads start having warm-up friendlies. As did Team Italy with Team USA. On, I think it was Tuesday. Was it Tuesday?
It was Tuesday.
Yes. Okay.
No, it was Wednesday.
Wednesday or Tuesday?
It was Wednesday.
The Team USA made their way to...
I remember it was Wednesday.
Beautiful Italia. In the town of Genoa, and they played a friendly. And the USA, for those who don't know, has never beaten Italy in team history. A couple ties here and there, mostly losses. The USA ended up winning the game. I followed it live at work online on Tuesday afternoon. James didn't do that.
No.
He didn't do things that way.
Hardworking man.
Because I don't do things that way. If it's my team, I want to watch it.
So what did you do? Take us through your Tuesday afternoon.
It's Wednesday, Wednesday first afternoon. Of all, you idiot.
Oh my God. Wednesday afternoon.
What did I do? I was at work.
Okay, and what
happened?
I called my
girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, babe, can you TiVo the USA-Italy game on ESPN2?
First of all, it's a DVR. It's not TiVo.
Yeah, do you have TiVo?
At 2:30.
Yeah, TiVo went out like 2004.
I have TiVo.
No, you don't.
Do you really?
No, he doesn't. Look at him. He doesn't have TiVo.
You don't.
All right. So, so you're taping the match, the soccer match.
Yeah.
And
I was taping it.
And what happens?
I'm having a crappy day at work, and I'm thinking to myself, God, I cannot wait to get off of work today and watch the USA Italy game. It's going to be so exciting. Then I get the little buzz in my pants, and Zach goes, dude!
Can you interject that it was a cell phone text message? You just said buzz in my pants, and Zach says. Can you articulate the fact that it was a text message?
This time it was a text message.
Okay. And what did my text message say?
I looked at this fateful text message, and it said, dude, USA has got to be one of the hotties of the week. And I said...
What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm gonna, you know, I'm kind of the producer, kind of.
Can you beep it out?
I'm gonna beep it out. I'm the audio producer.
It's recorded, so.
Can we use an animal noise,
guys,
to beep that out?
I have a confession.
Yeah.
I've made a conscious decision to let it go a little bit with this speech. It's recorded, all right?
It is.
So there you go. Anyway, you ruined my day. And that's why we didn't speak until 2 hours ago, when you texted me and I had to answer. Okay.
Yeah. No. You.
I'm still pissed and I haven't forgot.
And as he has this meltdown and he throws this tantrum, I say, you know what? This is going to be a good story to tell on Sunday at the podcast. And James says, I don't know how we're going to talk about it if I'm not speaking to you. And he held
you,
up his
because you suck. Who does that?
Someone who thinks that you were also keeping track of the match.
Zach, I wasn't looking at Twitter, I wasn't looking at Facebook, and then you sabotaged me by putting it through a text message. Caught me off guard.
You know what's funny? On the same kind of story, our friend Dalvin, on Facebook. He's the Bosnian. Same thing. Yeah, he was like, nobody told me to score the Bosnia game.
Yeah, and not like, not Dallas. A risk. No risk of having the Bosnia game spoiled.
Yeah, I know. Like, first of all, yeah, like where do you see the Bosnia game?
Let me tell you one thing. In every men's magazine, it has advice on how to not have the Bosnia game spoiled for
right,
you.
Right, right.
Okay? I mean, if one thing you got to watch out for.
Can you just admit you were wrong?
Well, because Adam, I felt bad about spoiling it for you, Adam, but I didn't know that you were taping it.
Well, that's your fault. You're dumb.
No.
Dumb.
It is your responsibility.
Adam knew.
I'm glad that Adam knew, but it's your responsibility to put out the APB and tell all of your friends that are even remotely interested in international soccer that they cannot spoil, or you can turn off your phone.
Well, it's not my job.
We can't turn off your phone.
Prevent you from texting all your friends like a little girl whenever you get giddy about a sports
game. You
know what?
I only texted you.
Well, I don't know that.
Only texted you.
Didn't text me.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's we so it was only Mike. Me.
Well, no, I didn't text. Right? I didn't text Tully because he kind of likes when the USA wins, but he takes joy in them losing as well.
No, he would have said this is not.
Yes,
what he would have done. You're like Adam. USA, good win, huh? He's like, well, actually, you got the USA today. Really got lucky. They, if it wasn't for that the side judge and all those offside penalties, it could have been a much different game.
Okay. First, I don't call him a side judge, and two, that's completely false. I absolutely get behind the US.
No. Kind of.
What do you mean, kind of?
No,
you get behind the U.S. when it's convenient for you.
Hold on. You get behind the U.S. when, you know, you get behind them to a certain extent. Like, you get behind them as much as someone who wasn't born here does.
Right.
Well, yeah, because
in the World Cup, they were in the same group as
England.
My home. Right. Yeah. Home country. So.
Right, like, I'm not blaming you.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, you know, it's not like.
Hey, we were there.
I don't think you would weep if they won the World Cup. Like James and I would.
I don't know. That'd be
James
that'd
and I would have to take a week monumental. Off, yeah. A week off of work at the least if the USA won the World Cup.
I mean,
we would drink ourselves into August.
I'd have to get my tear ducts sewn shut. Probably.
That's a sentence I never thought I'd hear.
But no, that's I absolutely go for the US unless they're in England's group.
I think you go for the US about as much as you went for the Nashville Predators when you lived up there. It's like your third. You know,
no, they're my first.
Actually,
they couldn't even make the Olympics for God's sake.
No, you know what? Let me ask you a good question. If Canada finally made the World Cup and they were playing in the same group as the U.S., would you pull for the U.S.?
That kind of goes back to like three or four episodes.
I think that's a good question. You know what I think you should do? I think if that happens, I think you should pull for U.S. soccer, but keep pulling for Canada when it's a hockey game.
You know, that'd be hard because like I've never had an opportunity to cheer for Canada.
So it would pop your Canada
Look,
soccer
it
cherry.
Would, here, yes. here's what I'm against. England's my first team, Canada's my second team, and the USA is my third team.
Yeah.
And if they're playing first, if England played the US, I'd have to go for England. And if Canada played the US, I'd have to go for Canada because USA is my third team. But if Canada played England, then I'd have to go for England because England's my first team and Canada's my second team.
We all know that Canada is not even, they're not even in this. Not even in this. Never have. Here's what I want you to do.
Here's what I want you to do. We know that you have had a long, long, long journey, like as long as the equator, to citizenship. When you become a citizen, we took the test.
Yes, yeah.
A few weeks ago. I want you to abandon your English soccer allegiances.
No.
And pull for the USA entirely.
Absolutely not.
And I will call upon a quote from Teddy Roosevelt. Any man who says he is an American but something else also isn't an American at all, and we have room for but one flag, the American flag.
Powerful words, Adam. Mm-hmm.
If I was knowledgeable enough, I'd pull out a Winston Churchill one.
This is just an Adam thing because both of his younger brothers
weren't born in England.
Right.
They both root for the U.S.
They pull for England,
I'm not sure if the USA plays England. They have a strong rooting interest either way.
They pull for England? Didn't you guys
the World Cup? It was all absolutely England all the way, no doubt about it.
That's because they were around your dad. I know better.
and the only good Tully.
But I mean,
Tully is a Paul Tully.
Oh, yeah,
we've already established that.
There's that one,
right?
Adam's dad. In case you missed that last.
No, but like when they played Ghana, absolutely no question whatsoever.
I know. I was there. I was with you. Yeah. But look, I was very very upset and disappointed when that game ended. Like, oh, yeah. I didn't want to think about it. And I think you were like, ah, that sucks. You know, like the next day, I think you were like, well, you know, life goes on.
Because I had two dogs in the fight. Obviously, I don't think England played it yet.
Maybe it's because you're so used to that feeling with England.
Yeah, also. Because I think he's like, was it the next day? Was it the next day England played?
You're right. It was. It was the very next day England played Germany.
All right.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
And that one wasn't as close.
It wasn't
the Ghana game.
It
wasn't. We've spent a lot of time talking about England and Canada. I think we need to move on.
Yeah, well, I ruined the game for James. That's about all there is to that story.
And Adam supports the U.S. soccer.
And
third.
And Zach's a douche.
Okay. I don't know where that... I guess I just needed something, right? I just needed something there.
Just to bring him in the conversation, too.
Look, but you know what's going to happen. Next time there's a big game that he's DVRing, I'm going to get like 97 text messages from him that say, hey, I'm DVRing it. I'm TiVoing it. I'm taping it, okay? All right, don't text me, okay?
And I'm going to try to... butthole every time you're every game that I know that you might not get a chance to watch, I'm gonna be like, Zach, did you just see that play? I hope you didn't. This is the score every 5 minutes.
I wouldn't appreciate that.
And I'm gonna lie to you sometimes and just throw you through
hoops. Did you know that the more that you say inappropriate things, the longer we're gonna stay here tonight? Oh. the longer I'm gonna have to do some editing. Anyway, we're going to talk about...
It's time to throw caution to the wind.
Yeah. We're going to cover the latest in the never-ending list of sports scandals in the next segment when we talk about the Saints bounty program. Saints, they aren't. And we're going to cover the... Is it Greg Williams?
You're so good at puns.
That's not a pun. It's not a pun.
Well, what? Well,
it's not a pun.
Well, a play on words?
Kind of.
And actually, yeah. He is pretty good at that.
Thank you. I appreciate that coming from an Englishman. That means a lot.
It does. It carries a lot of weight.
At least you're good at something. Continue to the next segment.
The Saints Bounty Program, coming up next in the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter @BackseatZach or @BackseatJ.
That is on Twitter @BackseatZach and BackseatJ, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. We've come to talk about the Saints bounty. God, both of you were dancing. Both James and Tully are dancing in the studio. I didn't want to make this happen. We've come to talk about the Saints bounty situation, and James has compiled a list. No, we have to break down what's happened here, right? Defensive coordinator Greg Williams, correct?
Yeah. Yes.
For 3 seasons, administered a bounty program where he paid players extra cash to knock out an opponent, a particular opponent. Apparently, this would get put together the Saturday night before a game and would pay them extra cash to knock out an opponent or get them carted off the field. Obviously, that's wrong and that's bad. And, you know, the NFL can't tolerate that because it's pretty ugly, but...
Yeah, I don't know if it's something that...
It kind of echoes the Nevin Shapiro scandal we saw at Miami. He did some of that for the Miami players.
Yeah.
This is more off the field stuff.
Yeah, well, that was part of it.
That was a huge mess. This is just the bounty here at the Saints.
I think that it's bad for the spirit of the game. Do I think that it is widely prevalent? Yes, I do.
But right, but just because something's widely prevalent, i.e. steroids in baseball, doesn't mean that, you know, it needs to be accepted.
Yeah, I'm not saying that accept it. I don't think you should purposely hurt a guy, but I think that this isn't...
We came in over a song called Karate.
You know, this is one of...
think about that.
Wow.
Anyways, continue.
Yeah, let's continue.
All right, so, you know, he pays the bounty. It's bad, but go ahead. You say it's prevalent. Probably.
Yeah.
I think they have
this
to come...
This is a gotcha thing. This is a gotcha thing. He got caught, and now he's going to go to the... I don't know, obviously, I don't know Greg Williams or any of the players, so I don't have any inside information here, but I can bet he probably will get suspended or something will happen. But this has got to be one of those things. I imagine this is one of those things where he's going to go to the league office, be like, yeah, you got me, I did it. He's not going to rat anybody else out, but I guarantee you there's other players and people around the league, because I haven't heard a lot of outcry.
Right.
Have you?
From no, players, I haven't.
No, you haven't. And
because it probably happens other places.
That's because it happens other places.
Yeah, but I'm talking about from Roger Goodell's standpoint. He almost has no choice but to kind of overreact.
Right, he's got
to
do something.
Yeah, he has to. Okay. He doesn't have any other option. Now, what James has done is...
Well, I've compiled a list of a certain number of NFL stars.
Right.
And Zach and Adam are going to put bounties on these players.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be fun because we don't really have a scale or anything to base
this on. We don't have a ceiling for the amount of money that we can
issue.
Or
a base, a floor. let's go ahead.
Yeah. This is it's quiz time.
All right.
Go ahead. First player.
First player, not surprisingly on the list, is Tom Brady of the New England Patriots, wife of Gisele Bündchen, man of many hairstyles.
Tom Brady out of the game.
What would you pay to knock Tom Brady out of a football game?
I think we'd have to go to the gold standard for that.
Yeah.
Because he's MVP kind of caliber every year.
What would you say, like five grand?
I'd say double the player's salary for whoever knocks him out.
Whoa.
So we're really, wow. That's deep. We have $5,000 five and grand. Double the player's salary.
Let me amend that.
It depends on how early.
You don't have to be scientific. I like double the player's salary.
No, but
five grand's boring. Double the player's salary is great.
Listen,
let's move
if
on.
If it happens in the first drive, you get more. If it happens in the fourth quarter when he's already put 42 on you and you're down by 20,
and you don't play him again the rest of the year.
Right, that didn't help.
All right, the next one.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's our Jeopardy music. It's
Do
over.
You want me to play it again? Because there's another video here that says 15 minutes of the Jeopardy theme. Do you want me to go to that?
Sure.
All right.
Somebody made a video and posted that on YouTube.
It says 15 minutes of the Jeopardy think music.
That's better. Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
Philip Rivers.
It's San Diego.
Elite pass. Elite passer.
Mm-hmm.
Bad temper.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a number, guys. You both have these looks on your faces.
An extra $5,000. An extra $5,000 if you knock out Philip Rivers.
So $5,000.
Yeah.
So for Tom Brady, we have double your salary. For Philip Rivers, we have $5,000. Okay.
So going off of
someone doesn't like Philip Rivers. Somebody doesn't appreciate Philip Rivers.
Well, that's if a player is getting paid $2,500 a year.
Well,
double a salary.
Adam,
going off my pay scale, if Tom's five, I save. Pip's got to be 2,500.
Okay, all right.
Just called him Pip.
So, okay.
I just called him Pip.
Third on the list.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Neck Surgery himself. The other Manning, the new other Manning. It used to be Eli, now
right,
it's Peyton,
right.
The other Manning, Peyton Manning.
Peyton the other Manning, Peyton Manning.
500, because it probably wouldn't be that hard just coming off that.
$500. Okay. Can I get more than $500?
A free AARP membership.
Wow. Okay.
Oh,
Super Bowl doesn't buy you much anymore.
A free pension.
I'll tell you what, in the backseat sports show, Super Bowl doesn't buy you anything, apparently.
Hey.
Been there, done that.
He's a bionic man now. I mean.
Yeah, 500. Yeah, plus he's 36. He's not hard to 36? Run down. Something like that, right?
Something like that.
$500, and I'll throw in a subscription to SI.
Do you get the commemorative Eli Manning Super Bowl?
No, don't push it.
Sure.
Do you get the swimsuit issue with Kate Upton and Alex Morgan?
Oh, yeah, that one comes in. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
See?
Fourth on the list, we have my personal best friend, Fat Brandon Jacobs. What would we all pay to knock him out of the game?
Just to piss you off, nothing.
A Nutrisystem.
That doesn't that doesn't piss me off. He's not worth.
Oh, all right. Let me flag that here. 19 minutes and 15 seconds. Keep that in mind. Yeah, Nutrisystem certificate or Weight Watchers men.
Or my Timex watch.
Maybe some gold bullions, and you open up and realize it's just chocolate.
I thought I was going to say, okay.
What the heck is going on here? Okay. All right. So I like the way that we have this set up here. Now,
I'm sure you do.
Adam has this kind of structured scientific scale here.
Yeah.
And Zach's is just... Saying
chocolate chips.
Yeah, saying some random crap. Okay, stirring the pot up.
Hey,
I like it.
I got the citizenship test right.
Who needs rules? This is the Backseat Sports Show. F your rules.
Very good.
Who needs them?
Very good. You censored yourself.
All right.
15 minutes of this music. Take your time.
Fifth on the list, we have everybody's favorite Minnesota Viking former, Oklahoma Sooner, the great Adrian Peterson.
Well, he hurts himself a lot.
Did you not know who I was talking about before I said his name? Because you gave me that look. Like,
no, I did. Oklahoma. Like, I mean, you know, I'm a college guy. Oklahoma Sooner. Yeah, Adrian Peterson. All right.
So, okay. Anyway.
He hurts himself a lot.
Yeah.
So.
You would have to try real hard.
Right.
Because he's running back, right? Don't look at me like that. Help me out. Throw me a bone.
It's weird to me that he knew where Philip Rivers played, but he doesn't know that Adrian Peterson is a running back.
I'm going to do the rest of the podcast this time.
No, I do.
All right.
Yeah, he just turned around.
Yeah. I would say three. $3,000.
These answers.
So, what did you put on Philip Rivers?
Was it 1,500?
What'd you put on Pip? What'd you put on Pip? Yeah,
1,500 for Pip.
Okay.
I don't think there's an English slang for Adrian, but Adrian's wall.
What did you say?
There is, but I'm not allowed to say it on the radio.
you guys have a swear word for someone's name?
Not
what
exactly.
What is wrong with England? This is why you need to switch your allegiance, all right, to U.S. soccer.
Look, this isn't Star Wars. I'm not switching my allegiance.
Well, look, when we
Who's
don't call...
Who's next on the list?
All right, yes. Rob Gronkowski.
Okay. Now, he's good.
Yeah.
Rob Gronkowski.
Kind of seems like a douchey frat guy.
Well, I like him. I like him.
If he wasn't a football player and you saw that guy at a bar, does he seem like a guy? He seems like the guy who would be like Adam and I were in Buckhead a couple weekends ago.
Okay.
And there was this real douchey frat guy on on the stage.
Were you guys at East Andrews?
With two beers. He had a beer in each hand. He's all sweaty and he's just like
double fisted.
Doing dancing, thinking he's the coolest guy in the house, singing along to
the bald guy?
To the dance music. And Rob Gronkowski reminds me of that guy.
Rob Gronkowski reminds me
except
of Liam.
Except he's a famous football guy. Well, most people don't know who Liam is. That's Adam's brother.
Yeah.
Who's a cool, he's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's the guy, his pull ratio is like 5-5.
Yeah.
It really is.
His chill to pull ratio.
He doesn't want to get so much ripped as he wants to get yoked.
All right. Anyway, we veered away.
We did.
I know we have 15 minutes of Jeopardy
music.
You know
what my answer is? Zero. I don't want you to hurt Rob Gronkowski because I like him too much.
I don't know enough about him to give you a wager on that one.
All right. So Zach's official answer is I have a man crush on Rob Gronkowski. What's your official answer?
I don't even know the guy.
Okay.
Well, you don't know any of these guys.
I do. This is the first one I didn't know.
All right.
All right. Next one's near and dear, close to my heart.
Vic?
Yeah.
A membership to PETA.
Yeah.
Oof.
I was gonna say, or he has to volunteer.
Wow, that's a low blow.
He has to volunteer at the pound.
Hasn't he done that?
He probably already does.
Hasn't he had to do things like that? Didn't he have to like donate like $1 million to PETA or something
like
that?
All right. So with Michael Vick, we have recycled jog jokes, one each.
One each. Come on.
All right, next one.
Yeah.
Tavares Jackson.
Well, I don't. Do you have to? Tavares, you're talking about the guy that was from the Vikings, went to the Seahawks.
Yeah.
Didn't he lose his starting job to a Milton High School quarterback? Charlie Whitehurst?
No, I wouldn't. He didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, because Charlie Whitehurst is god awful. So, no, he didn't. Okay, he might have got hurt for a couple games because he does that every year.
My answer is I don't want Tavares Jackson out of the game. I want him in.
That's the right answer. So whatever you say is the wrong answer unless it's that answer. So we only need one.
There you go.
The next one, Sexy Rexy Grossman, Ooh. Zach's Florida Gator.
Ooh, here's the thing about that.
BFF.
You just pull the slot machine, and sometimes I'd give you a cluster of grapes, and sometimes I'd give you the gold bars. Because he is terrible sometimes, and he's pretty good sometimes.
Well, Adam, I don't know about you, but that don't make sense to me.
25-12.
This is another one where he's actually throwing the ball to your team just as much as he's throwing it to his team.
Right.
Keep him in the game. all game.
Right.
All game, every game.
Yeah, he's, 4 picks usually.
He's a terrible player. Okay.
I was going to say, he hears himself, player. I guess, without him. So
I can't even say a bad word about Rex Grossman. He has to stick up for him. Look at this guy right now. He's wearing his Florida Gators visor and a Florida Gators shirt and an orange shirt underneath that.
And he's got
and
that little wristband.
Blue little wristband. Mm, and I can't say a bad word about Rex Grossman. He has to defend it. He feels obligated to defend it.
When we made dog jokes about Vic, he was like, recycled dog jokes. Okay, let's move on.
Did Rex Grossman rescue your mother from an icy lake or something?
I told you. He does average about 4 picks. I just said sometimes he's terrible. And
I just said he's a terrible quarterback.
He's not a terrible quarterback. He wouldn't start in the NFL. Would you rather have Rex Grossman or Tavares Jackson?
I take Tavares Jackson.
You're a liar.
No, I'm not.
Keep going. What's the next player?
That's it.
That's it.
Do we have time for my
We do have time. Here's the thing. We talked for a couple minutes about how Roger Goodell has to do something and how this is pretty bad.
Let's move his bounty thing to the next segment. We'll take a break after that. We'll talk about it in the next segment.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with a little bit of confession time from Adam Tully.
Yep.
Next on the Backseat Sports Podcast.
You're listening to the Backseat Sports Podcast with Zach Diodati and James Troiano. Email us at backseatsports@gmail.com or hit us on Twitter @BackseatZach or @BackseatJ.
That is on Twitter @BackseatZach and BackseatJ, Z-A-C and J-A-Y. You can also email us at backseatsports@gmail.com. And whether you're listening on iTunes or RadioExiles.com, we appreciate your company. And Tully right now is going to start our special edition of Hottie and Naughty.
Yeah.
By being a naughty. We think preliminary judgment is that he's a naughty.
Yeah. Anyway.
He's going to explain to us a story from his past in the vein of the Saints bounty scandal. Tully, take it away.
So, a couple years ago, for those who don't know.
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
Zero people know, and you already know that nobody knows. So you don't have to start it off with, in case you didn't know.
We have friends listening.
Yeah.
You haven't said anything, so how do they even know what you're about to talk about?
Come on.
Okay, so I coach hockey, right?
Yeah.
And one of the first coaching, I guess, jobs I had was actually an assistant coach with a bantam team, which is about 9, 10, 11 years old, right?
Okay.
And so I'm the assistant
coach. 9, 10, and 11. Keep that part in mind.
Yeah, so, you know, somewhere about that age group, right? And we had one kid on the team. Knowles. We called him Cannoli. Cannoli was the smallest kid on the team.
Wait,
right?
You mean you don't have a swear word for his name?
No, not okay. This one. He was the small... I mean, this kid was small, all right? He was the smallest in the league, smallest on the team, right? And it was like the second to last game of the season.
Wait,
it was house league.
Wait, so you're saying he was small, right?
He was like Martin St. Louis, Brian Johnta, Mike Comrie.
Right.
Yeah.
But... minus the speed and
skill.
Yeah, okay.
This is just how
so
he was
wrecked.
Small.
Hope his family's not listening.
No, good family.
For those that don't know,
he's grown up since now. This is like 4 or 5 years ago now. Anyways, this is like, I don't know, second last game of the season, and we were just about to go on the ice. We're in the locker room, and he obviously, because of his stature, because he was what, James?
Small.
He never laid a single body check, obviously, because he was a little timid because of his size, right? So we were just joking, and I said, Cannoli. And I looked in my pocket, I had like $2 bills, right? I was like, Cannoli, I'll give you $2 if you hit somebody today. And a couple of the other kids are like, Coach, I got a dollar. Coach, I've got 25 cents. And we all kind of pitched in. We made a little pot of like a money.
You
there for
corrupt
him.
Mob boss.
You
and
you
know put
you
a
know
hit
what?
Out.
And you know what? He didn't get the money because it didn't hit anybody.
Well, he's a man of integrity.
And you're a f***ing head child corrupter.
3. Oh, no. That's the music. 30.
It was,
30 minutes.
The boys had fun. It was a good laugh.
What's
and,
the matter with you? The boys had a good laugh.
It was good.
The boys...
Cannoli was a good
sport. Do you realize he tried to put out a hit... through a kid named Cannoli? He is a mob boss.
They need to revoke your little coaching license that they give you.
Immediately.
Right now. That's probably like, you open the book and they're like... gentlemen, you know why you're here today, right? To guide the youth of America.
Didn't you sign some kind of form
in the ice rinks
that said, I will not use my players?
I think I told some of the parents afterwards. I thought it was funny.
Well.
Well, it's good to know Tully has strong moral character. I mean, I wasn't sure before. So, now I am.
In this special edition of Hottie and Naughty, what's the verdict? Is Tully a hottie or a naughty?
What do you think?
I think he's a naughty.
How old was this kid?
9, 10, or 11, somewhere where he's about. He doesn't know how old his players are. Yeah, he's not 10. Trying to be a role model or anything and connect with them.
You're a naughty, and here's why. You're making fun of little kids, calling them names like cannoli.
That's what his
name
was.
And then you're paying him to hit people. So that just sounds like moves all around.
31-37.
It was actually just to do something that is done in the game. It was just a body check.
Yeah,
it was just a body. Oh, yeah, just finish a body check. Hit somebody.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but this is an amateur league you're
this
coaching.
This was rec league. This was house league hockey. No, this was house league hockey. God.
Wow.
I hope somebody's listening. I hope they take your license away.
Do you think his wife would have married him if she knew this?
I think she already knows. Actually, she loved cannoli. She loved cannoli. She thought cannoli was very cute because he was a small kid.
I'm sure she wouldn't have paid him to kill someone.
Did you ever have cannoli over your house?
No.
Tully's a naughty. That's bad. Tully's a naughty. A man of negligible character. We're calling this a special edition of Hottie Naughty, not only because Tully told us a story that we had to decide upon, but because, other than that, we only have one Hottie and one Naughty for the whole rest of the segment.
And he's the same guy.
Not only is he verbally abusing young children.
Are we still going on with this?
He's corrupted his dear sweet wife, Austin Tully. And turn her into a monster as well.
Yes, yes. But we established a couple weeks ago that she is at the top of the Tully, like, rankings.
Well, she's Paul Tully.
Yeah, well, it's close.
And Bernadette. I don't want to leave Bernie.
Yeah, it's close.
I don't want to say a bad word about Bernie. Listen, Tully, because she had to put up with all
the list basically
Tullys.
Goes all Adam's close. Parents, his wife, his brothers, his sister, his cousins,
his dogs,
his grandparents,
his dogs, his birds dogs. That he had. I don't know if he still has those things.
One flew away, one's dead.
One flew away and one's dead.
Am I still below them?
That doesn't surprise me.
He sent cannoli after them. That's what happened. Probably paid him to do it. You Capone, you.
Yeah, you're a sick man. God.
Valentine's Day Massacre.
Anyway. And then you.
But only one hottie and one naughty.
And then me, and then you.
Just so you know, the players liked me, the assistant coach, and they did the head coach. So, there you go.
Yeah, because the head coach was a...
Because you were paying them.
Yeah, he was a morally responsible adult.
And the kids don't like that.
Yeah, and you're more on the level of a 9, 10, 11-year-old.
I hope you have never put that coaching thing on any of your resume. Because a lot of people.
I have a great incentive program.
No. A lot of people are like, you know, hey, I participated in my community, and you should if you did it with a.
Oh yeah, I have put. It's on my resume that I do coach. Yeah.
Well, it shouldn't be, because you just failed them in terms of role modelship.
No, actually,
I love the investigative journalism that we do here on the Backseat Sports Show. We are just absolutely uncovering these types of scandals. Yeah. That are just poisoning our young children today. Criminals.
Yeah, you should be on
like
Dateline.
Tully.
No way. Yeah. What are those guys? Who are, some of them are in college now, actually. They're
what?
Yeah.
Whoa. It hasn't been that long.
They grow up fast.
No, he wasn't.
What?
Actually,
that was like 2 years ago.
No, sorry. Well, because I've
9, 10, 11.
I've coached
which means
a few
teams. They're either 11, 12, or 13.
he's coached a few teams.
I've coached a few teams. The last one, some of the guys are older. One of them's in college now, but they still call me coach. I didn't corrupt them.
They shouldn't. They should call you Dawn.
Dawn.
All right.
Do you like it when they call you coach?
I knew you were going to go there. Look, I was debating whether or not to say
we
that.
We still have to get around to our
what?
Our man who embodies both a hottie and a naughty this week.
Which is a first.
JPM? Our boy JPM?
JPM. Que PM. Juan Pablo Montoya.
En fuego.
What a...
En fuego.
Tully, what was the joke you told me? How many guys does it take to light a fire on a Daytona track? Juan. as many of you probably heard and saw, and if you were in Central Florida, felt the convection of, Juan Pablo Montoya, during a caution, was trying to make up a few laps that he trailed. Something sparked under his car. This was Monday night at the Daytona 500, and slid straight into a jet dryer that was on the track. And a Chicago-style fire ensued.
2 hours.
2 hours as they clean it up. Here's why he's a hottie. He got everyone talking about NASCAR on a Monday night. Twitter was blowing up with NASCAR talk.
Very good.
People were tuning in to Fox all night long to watch the replays of the explosions. But why is he a naughty?
He's only a hottie. Here's why. The dude runs into the only damn thing that he can run into on that track.
2.5 miles.
Yeah, he's got 2.5 miles of track, and it's the pickup truck that's on there.
He just walked away from that son of a you-know-what.
He did.
And he was like, they're like, Juan, what happened, man? He's like, I just hit it. I just hit it, and it was a damn thing. It was a damn thing. I'm all right.
Yeah.
And it was a good moment.
It was impressive.
You know they gotta be ragging him. Like he asked.
He deserves it.
Right. You know, I'm starting to think that the record of Formula One drivers or IndyCar drivers that cross over to NASCAR, it's not looking too good right now.
No.
Our girl is holding it strong.
And she's another naughty.
Look,
we talked on the way down about how they were out in Phoenix weekend.
I don't feel bad about anything I've said about Danica Patrick because we got done that damn podcast, and what does she do? Crashes the next day.
On lap one.
And not only does she like take some people out with her, like half of everybody.
Well, they were in Phoenix this weekend, and it's a short track, and they can't go quite as fast as they can tracks like Daytona. And she finished, lower half of the pack.
Where she finishes.
Yes. Yesterday, the nationwide race, and she tweeted after the race something along the lines of, sorry to all my fans, I'm disappointed, I wish I could have done better for my team, gotta figure these short tracks out. What? You're a professional athlete. That would be like a guy...
No, she's not.
That would be like a baseball player saying like, dude, these gloves are really weird.
I'm uncomfortable.
I got to figure out how to close one of these.
I got to figure out these left-handed batters.
I got to figure out this infield. It's
all dirt and grass sometimes.
And
pillows in random places.
These 10-yard markers on this football field are making it difficult to get into the end zone.
Yeah.
I have to do this in 4 downs. Dang it.
She's also a naughty.
This is harder than I thought.
I never thought we'd talk so much about auto racing.
About Danica Patrick.
On the podcast.
That's how you know it's not football season. Danica Patrick is in 2 consecutive podcasts. Good for you, Danica.
That was Hottie and Naughty. That was the Backseat Sports Podcast. I'm Zach Diodati alongside James Troiano and Adam Tully. Again, as always, whether you're listening on iTunes or on RadioExiles.com, thank you for listening, and we will see you next week.
Peace.